400 Indian boarding schools that were open from the 1800s all the way to 1969. In those schools, Native American, Alaskan Native, and Native Hawaiian children were forbidden to learn their own languages. Their hair was cut off, and they were given white names. Holland wept as she testified.
Federal policy should fully support and revitalize Native health care, education, languages, and cultural practices that prior federal Indian policies sought to destroy.
Holland, whose own grandparents were sent to the schools, said a second volume of the investigation will contain more specific information about each tribe and each boarding school. For NPR News, I'm Michel Marisco in Flagstaff.
Less than a week after major health regulators signed off on a COVID-19 shot for the youngest Americans, the Department of Health and Human Services today said 2.7 million doses of vaccine for children 5 years and younger have now been delivered, with another 1 million shots expected to arrive soon. This past weekend, the CDC followed the FDA's lead and approved emergency use authorization for multi-dose regimens of vaccines made by Pfizer and Moderna. Crude oil futures prices continue to rack up losses, oil down to $106.19 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law.